Everyone, welcome back to the Rockcast. I'm at the 2020 Hunt Expo in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm here with Steve Speck with Exo Mountain Gear, and we're going to talk about the new pack. Thanks for coming on, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So can you just kind of dive into it, the new frame and the bag?
Yeah, for sure. We launched K3 last summer. It's basically kind of the next evolution of our K2 pack. Kind of worked on it pretty intensely for 2 years, trying to take all the feedback we had from the K2 and just add features and adjustments. I really wanted to, we always focus on keeping things very simple, making sure adjustments are easy, making sure it's easy to get the bag off the frame. You know, when we're out there hunting, it's the last thing we want to do is have like something complicated that we've got to mess with. That's kind of our philosophy, right? Keep it, the whole KISS principle, keep it stupid simple. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to add a bunch of adjustments and different frame heights, ability to customize the belt, ability to customize the lumbar pad, ability to kind of micro adjust the torso for guys. If you got like a jacked up collarbone, you can actually kind of raise one side over the other. Wanted the frame heights to be adjustable while you're out in the field. The for us in the past, it was always a compromise of we had to pick one frame height, which mm-hmm. the K2 was 25 inches, and it worked great for most guys, right? But for some guys, it worked great with 30 pounds. You get really heavy, and then the load lifters aren't high enough for you, so it's not being as effective as it can be. Or if you're really, really short, you know, we get a lot of people that are 5'6" wearing the pack, and the pack was just really tall on them. So wanted to have different frame heights and then have a really simple way to be able to adjust the frame while you're out there in the field. So you could hunt with it shorter. I'm 5'11", pretty regular torso, and so I love to hunt. I actually hunt with our short frame at 24 inches, have great head clearance, ducking under brush, things like that. Just a little bit more mobile out there. And then when I kill something, I just flip the caps around and I've got a 25.5-inch frame to haul meat with.
Awesome. So I know one thing, Justin, he just reviewed it, and one thing he really liked was the simplicity of getting the bag away from the frame for the meat shelf.
Yeah, we've always had it pretty simple, but you did have to undo the ladder locks at the top of the frame, slide those off, and that allowed you to take, like, there's a lip sewn to the top of the bag, and you kind of peel that off the top of the frame. Somewhere along the line, last year, I came up with the idea of just doing a tri-fold Velcro flap. So it's, the bag is really secure to the top of the frame, but it takes 5 seconds to peel it off. So you really just have two buckles each side, four total, and then you peel the Velcro off the top of the frame and the bag comes off. It's kind of fun to do at the show because guys think it's going to be this complicated process, and like within 30 seconds it's off the frame and they're going, whoa, that was easy.
So, yeah. So I opened up kind of a thread on the forums just to have people that were Exo users ask some questions.
Uh-huh.
So we can just hit those real quick if you want.
Perfect.
Do you recommend using the meat shelf area like Stone Glacier does for extra space?
I don't. I'm a proponent of buy the bag for the gear that you're hauling. So mm-hmm. with our load shelf system, basically I just tell guys, for the bag capacity, just look at what you're doing. Know your gear, know how you pack, your style, the duration of hunts that you're doing, and buy a bag that everything can fit inside of it. So if you're week-long backpacking trip and your kind of average gear, our 4800 is perfect. Get everything in there. I don't like to see sleeping bags and pads strapped on the bottom of it, because, you know, when we're out there hunting, you just get in brushy situations, and I just don't want anything hanging off the pack. I'd mm-hmm. rather have it inside the bag. It's nice and secure and tight. Everything rides better when it's inside the bag. The load distributes better down into the frame. So I prefer that people buy the bag for what they need, and then it doesn't matter what bag size they buy, the capacity to haul meat never changes. So you can throw your 120, 130 pounds of meat on there and hike out of the woods.
Awesome. Yeah. Are you going to make a water bottle pocket?
I prototyped a couple of them, and we'll probably come out with one eventually. To me, I don't really like them. I have a tough time building things that I'm not passionate about.
Yeah.
Or if I dislike it, like a rain cover is a good example. Yeah. I absolutely despise using a rain cover, so we came up with our dry bag system that works inside the pack. I'm not a fan of the Nalgene bottle. I don't really understand it, other than like cold weather makes sense, so your tube doesn't freeze up. You don't have a tube. But I'm not a big fan of hanging a bunch of weight off of the hip belt. So I was working on a prototype where I could actually hang that off of the frame and still have access to it. Might be something you see come out this summer.
Yeah.
If I can get it dialed in where I'm really happy with it.
Awesome. But I know on the bags, at least before, it was like angled.
Yes.
So you could still put a bottle back there.
We do angle the compression or the stretch packet mm-hmm. back there. It's like 50-50 guys can get to it or not. It's not guaranteed access, especially if you got meat in between the bag and the frame. Now you definitely can't like reach back there. And I said, as is 50-50, the guys can kind of are flexible enough to kind of get their elbow back there. I can do it. Some guys can't.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect solution. If you're carrying an Algae bottle, it's not the perfect solution. But
gotcha. Okay. So your new belt is does it solve kind of any issues for like the leaner, kind of the smaller, really skinny people?
Yeah, that's one thing. Definitely feedback we had on the K2 was the guy with the super skinny flat back, you know, kind of no shelf at the top of the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Guys would have to get that belt tighter than they wanted to keep it from sagging down. It's something I really worked on addressing. The lower portion of our K3 frame is very different from the K2. I pretty stinking happy. Of all the guys that I had talked to that had that issue with the K2, I'd say 9 out of 10 no longer experience it.
Awesome.
So I was pretty happy with the results on that. Still working on, there's so much customization we can do in a lower that I'm working on some kind of options for guys that maybe aren't on the website, but if they're experiencing the issue, they can call us up and I'm like, yeah, I'll send you this foam. It works a little bit better for your back, your profile. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the new horn hauler. When might that be coming out?
No, there is no new horn hauler. We did a horn hauler in 2016, and it was kind of an interesting I have no problem admitting it. I'm not a shed hunter myself. Mm-hmm. My buddy was. I thought it would be a kind of a cool opportunity to build something that was unique. It ended up, because I wasn't passionate about designing it, once we got it out, I think there was some flaws in it. And I eventually just pulled it off because I wasn't happy with it. And we stopped making it. And I've teased around with addressing it, but just haven't had the time to get to working on designing. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Will you ever consider making like an everyday carry pack?
Right now, no. We are solely 100% focused on backcountry hunting.
Yeah.
That's who we are. That's our identity. I am not trying to chase, you know, making a kid's backpack or making a whitetail pack.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, we are focused on building the best packs that we possibly can for backcountry hunting. And that's where, you know, we're a very small company. I do all the prototyping and designing. And so it's like all my energy's right in that direction. And I'm not kind of floundering around looking at building a little backpack. So
yeah. Gotcha. So I know you and Lenny did a Alaska moose hunt a couple
uh-huh.
years back.
Yep.
And this guy asks if tips and suggestions on strapping a bone-in quarter into a K3 pack. Would you bring like extra lashing straps?
No, you wouldn't need any extra lashing straps. Okay. I would definitely recommend a crib, our crib accessory for that scenario. Those are big quarters. But yeah, you wouldn't need any extra straps. You can, gotten lots of photos sent to us of big bull moose quarters on the back of the frame, and you don't need any extra straps at all. So.
Cool. Is there a downside to running the taller frame all the time, even when you're not packing meat?
Yeah. What I alluded to earlier
is
just better head clearance. I said I'm 5'11 average torso, and there's a distinct difference between 24 and 25 and a half inches. Actually, my personal pack that I run with is our 3200, and I run it without a lid just to get as low as profile as I can. We try to, you know, a hunting pack has to pack weight very, very
mm-hmm.
well, but 99% of the time we've got 30 pounds in that and we're running elk, chasing elk through the woods.
Yeah.
You got to be mobile. You got to be agile. You don't want a frame sticking way over the top of your head, in my opinion. So that's the advantage to me. And it just depends on where you fall torso-wise. If you're mm-hmm. 6'3", you're going to run it tall all the time, and it's not going to bother you. But for me, for you, you could run the short frame, and you think you'd benefit from it. So.
Okay.
But we did that. The adjustment is very, very easy to do. So it's not, you're not like, it's not this big process, right? It's not, you don't got to spend 10 minutes doing this. It's, I could go show you. It's 30 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super cool. I'd like to see that. Can you use it without the extensions in place at all?
No, technically you could. The bags are basically one size. The back panel of the bag's kind of fixed. And it's designed for 25, so at 26 and a half, it's like a little long. At 24, it's a little short. If we can do a custom 23-inch frame for somebody if they have
mm-hmm.
that short of a torso, basically we just put plastic caps in the bottom of the frame and have no extensions in there. one randomly, if you're ever traveling and the airline says it's too big, you could just take the caps out and you're going to make it 23 inches tall, so it should fit most overhead bags. You would basically have that round tube exposed in the bottom of the frame pocket, and it'd cut right through it if you didn't put the cap back in.
Oh,
but
okay.
If you're ever on an airline and you need to, you could.
You could do it. Awesome. More plans for the Coyote Brown color?
We get asked a lot for it. Going back to, we're a small company, running a lot of options of colors and SKUs just gets very complicated.
Yeah.
It's a struggle enough as it is just to keep things in stock, with just the three colors, and adding a fourth is really hard. I'm toying around the idea, if we have room in production later this spring, to do a Coyote run. We'll see. It's probably 25% chance it happens. If we do, we'll email people out and say, hey, you got this next week, order it up and we'll ship it in 6 weeks. It became, when we launched Ranger Green, I want to say in like 16, Coyote became like 11% of sales. It was a really small number to mm-hmm. the point. It was pretty easy for us to go, you know what, let's just drop this. We can, we want to focus on good customer service, and if we can't ever keep it, things in stock, that doesn't look very good. So let's drop it and just focus on a few colors. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
This guy asked the best way to keep the K2 from like squeaking during lateral movement.
Yeah, squeaking's pretty rare on a K2. We did recently find out that we can. It's pretty rare. Usually, some guy sends it to us, and we can replace. There should be a tubular webbing that wraps the inside of the frame, so where the fabric contacts the frame. Usually, it's because the pack got really dirty. Just blood and stuff just gets soaked into it, mm-hmm. and that kind of gets crusty and will squeak. So we always recommend a really good washing. The best way I've ever found is fill up a bathtub or a big tote with 4 or 5 bags of crushed ice, fill it up with water, and let your pack soak in that for a day. That really ice-cold water just pulls all the blood out of it. And then you can kind of hand wash and use some soap and scrub from there. That works great. If that doesn't work, then they can send it back to us, and we can kind of wrap the entire frame in a tubular webbing, and that usually takes care of it.
Gotcha. Awesome. So, advantages of upgrading to the K3 belt from the K2?
To the belt. That's actually we haven't advertised that much, but we did come out with an adapter. And it was basically to make a K3 belt work on a K2 frame, so we didn't have to continue to build K2 belts and stock those, because we had that pack for 3 years. There's still a lot of guys that lose weight or gain weight or whatever, mm-hmm. and need to swap belts, or somebody sells it and the person that buys it needs a small. So I worked on making an adapter to make a K3 belt work on the K2. You ended up with, it's actually a nice little advantage, because the kind of wing structure I built into the K3 translates over to that adapter that I built. And so the guys that have a K2 that do experience a little bit of sagging, they're going to see a performance increase in that. So if you're happy with your K2 belts and you have no issues, there's no reason to upgrade. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And then can the newer belts be used like on a 2015 pack?
We still have some old 2000, our skeleton frame was our first frame, mm-hmm. in 14 and 15. We still have some belts in those. You just got to reach out to us. I don't think they're on the website. Reach out to us and we can usually find one. And I will this summer be making an adapter so a K3 belt can go all the way back to 14.
Gotcha.
So that we're making sure we're taking care of our customers even from 6 years ago. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And then any plans for a strap kit to make the lid like a final approach pack?
No. We have our Slurpee Stalker, which is kind mm-hmm. of a final approach pack. That was Lenny and I were kind of the time building EXO. We were getting really into high country early season mule deer hunts where you're 800 yards above a buck, you drop your pack, and you go stalk on them. And we had plenty of experiences where you sit above that buck for 5 hours baking in the sun and you just wished you had some water. So it was kind of like, let's build a little pack mm-hmm. that we could just take out of the pack real quick and drop down there with us. And that way you have water and headlamp and things like that. So that our Slurpee Stalker is the answer for that. The lid, I think it just gets complicated with a lid. You got extra straps, you got a pack and things you got to mess with. And so no plans for that.
Gotcha. So anything else new coming down the pipe that you can?
Nothing. Yeah. If I'm really happy with the Nalgene bottle design, we'll release that this summer. It's not super high priority, but it's something I am working on. Other than that, no, we just launched K3. We're going to run that for a few years. It's performing awesome. I was it, like I said, it took me 2 years to build something that I thought was, in my opinion, consistently better than the K2 across everything I threw at it. So stupid loads of 200 pounds and 30 pounds and everything in between. So I'm really happy with the K3. The guys that have been running it, the reviews have been extremely positive. So we're going to run that for all of 21 and into all of 20 and into 21. And I am already working on a K4 frame. I've been hiking with a prototype for a couple months. I'm actually going to have, we do a thing that every year called the Death Hike, where we kind of do a stupid long distance endurance thing. And all the guys this year will be running prototypes. But, you know, we're trying to be 2 years in front of it and make sure we thoroughly test everything before it comes to market. So,
yeah, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all I've got. So again, like Justin did do that pack review, your guys' new pack. So that's on the forums. I'll link to that in the description. If anybody has questions, they can go there. Or if they have specific questions, they could probably just call you.
Yeah, absolutely. Just reach out to us. Just support at exomountaingear.com, and happy to help.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.